we do on Mondays and Tuesdays, and then come back in with the right mindset, ready to protect the ball. And we got to keep it off the turf and keep it away from their defensive backs and stuff. So we'll clean that up and move forward. When we protect the ball, we've been very successful. So we just need to keep that in mind.
When you went back and looked at the tape from Green Bay on your two picks, what did you say?
Very fixable mistakes. You know, the first one to Peppers, I thought he made a really good play. And I thought they were coming with something. They kind of fooled me there. And sometimes that happens. I thought the ball was going to be a little bit farther outside. And he made a good play. He's a really good athlete. And, you know, I shouldn't have thrown it. The next one to Mac, you know, he kind of slipped at the top of the route and was trying to fight for the ball. And it just didn't pan out the way we wanted to. So, you know, by that point, the game was starting to get out of hand. And so you want to try and eliminate those and not just throw a reckless throw. So we'll clean those things up. And like I said, when we take care of the football, we're pretty successful.
Mark, how quickly did you guys get out of the game plan on offense in terms of what the – I mean, you were down 17-0 pretty early before you really got a chance to have some extended drives on offense. Did that change what you guys were doing offensively?
I don't think so. I mean, we were still trying to push the pace, push the tempo at all times, whether we're up or down on the scoreboard. So you know, we got to stick to the game plan for the most part. It's just, you know, we dug ourselves into a pretty big hole. So whenever that happens, eventually, you know, you got to throw it. Obviously, you're racing against the clock, so that'll up your passing numbers. But that's just the way it went. You know, overall, it wasn't really our day, and, you know, Green Bay deserved to win.
Kelsey talked about the adjustment of going from, you know, from the snap from Nick to you, and said that you like it a little bit softer than Nick coming back. Is that right, or just what's...
You know, some of them, Kelsey's a big, strong dude, and he's got to block a lot of big, strong guys. So I know he's got a lot going on up front, and so it's my job to handle the snap, and we'll get it corrected.
How close do you think the offense is to being where you want it to be?
Shoot, we're right there. I think... you know, a couple plays here or there, we're so close to really breaking this thing open. And we've shown flashes of it. We just haven't done it probably as consistently as we'd like. So, you know, we'll clean those things up and hopefully hit our stride here coming this week.
It's interesting, you've been with offenses, but when it hasn't gone wrong, right, you've scored, you know, whatever, 9, 10, 15 points here. When it doesn't go right, you're still putting up points, you're still moving
right.
The football, so it's kind of a different perspective.
Sure. You know, this we have a ton of talent, and at some point our guys are going to make some plays. And even when it's not your day, it's not going to, you know, hopefully not going to be a shutout out there. And that's good. That's encouraging because we know we're a couple mistakes away from being in a tough game, but a game that's a lot closer than last week.
Would you have options, pass and run? How do you think, I mean, I'm sure you had them in New York, but it seems like Chip does them more than perhaps at other places. How do you feel like that's coming along, your progress in making those decisions?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I think most of the throws have been positive. There was one that I tried to throw to Mac late in the game that was probably ill-advised, but we completed it. We just didn't really gain any yards. So, you know, any chance we get to stretch the defense and get the ball out on the perimeter, we'd love to do that. But, you know, if it's not there, then just keep running it.
Mark, what do you know so far about this Tennessee team?
They're, you know, a really good defense. They had a tough one last night, and I know they were in it till the very end. So they've suffered a couple injuries, but their secondary looks real good. I know a young guy I used to play with who was on scout team and stuff and started to play a little bit in my last year at USC, but Jarrell Casey, he's all over the film. I mean, that guy is 300 pounds, but he runs like he's 220 or something. I mean, this guy can slip blocks, and he can bull rush. He can dance around and somehow make a play. He's in on every play. So that's the way those guys play. They have a couple good veterans in their secondary and in their linebacking core. They got a couple good nickels that have played for a while. So it's going to be a really good matchup for us, and, you know, we need to be much, much better than last week.
Why isn't Sean more successful in terms of numbers?
You know, defense is obviously, he's coming in as a rushing champ. You know, teams know that. And defensive coordinators are awfully good. You know, when you are successful with something, they're going to try and stop it. And, you know, he's had, you know, hasn't been I don't know, it's been a quietly successful year, but he's made some plays, some timely plays. But at him, Sproles, and Polk, you know, they have capabilities of breaking big runs, and we know we can do that.
Two more, guys.
Matthews, how's his progress in terms of, I mean, obviously you guys have some sort of chemistry going, but you've been willing to throw to him even when he's covered, he can go up and get balls.
Right.
How has he developed in that area?
Oh, you know, he's very confident. Like we talked about, he's got some incredible ability, and he loves to work. He loves to compete, and you know, he's one of those guys who doesn't really get down. You know, we just missed on a corner route, and I think it was a third down early in the game when things are still close. Yeah, and I mean, we're talking 6 inches or less maybe, and you know, he's, God, I got to catch it, and I'm like, man, I got to put it on you, you know, and that's just the kind of relationship we have that, you know, I'm going to make it a little better, he'll make it a little better, and some way it's going to connect, and it's fun to work with guys like that, but he's not the only one. We got guys across the board that are like that, offense, defense, and special teams, so that's what's fun about it, and I'm just happy the way everybody approached it, you know, especially him as a rookie. You know, you suffer a loss like that, who knows, you know, some of those guys might tank or just come in, you know, with their tail between their legs kind of thing. But I was really proud of the practice today. I thought it was awesome. I loved our tempo. I loved our energy. And this is a group that, you know, look, we took one on the chin last week. And that's the way it goes. Sometimes you get beat up. And these guys are ready to come back strong. So I'm happy.
You personally, can you talk about the emotional roller coaster of, you know, last week, you know, at midnight you're having cheesesteaks with the fans.
Yeah.
Last game, you know, the fans are all disillusioned.
That's the turnaround in this league. That's how quickly things go from great to awful. And it's important to, you know, like I was just talking about with young guys, just to make sure that they don't follow that roller coaster, that they don't fall into that trap of the peaks and valleys. They just stay steady. And we got a lot of good veteran leadership that can keep us that way. So, you know, If it was a situation in that Green Bay game where we literally just couldn't compete, like we knew, you know, we can't fix these mistakes, we're just doomed, then we'd be worried. But all that stuff is fixable, and I'm really confident in the system. I'm confident in Chip, and he's thrilled about all of us just want to get back out on the field. So we'll get back out on the field and correct it.
Did your experiences in New York kind of help you deal with that process?
Sure. I mean, any kind of experience with, you know, any adversity and, you know, life or football as well. This whole thing, you just got to remain level-headed and understand that everything we want, all the hopes and dreams and aspirations for this season are all right out in front of us. But, you know, not to focus on the big picture, just focus on this week, and we'll be ready to go play.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.